Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. That was my Gabby Hayes imitation as I was choking right then. Hey, welcome to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. 7:06 in the morning, and it is September 10th. I'm sorry, September 9th, because tonight's the big night. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Hey, our phone numbers here are 605-4567.
You just probably wish it was already over.
Yeah. And we stream at KCNR1460.com. Go to our website, and you can tune in to us. You can start on the chat room right there. You can write to Linda at Linda@KCNR1460.com for your comments. We're going to have a busy show today. We've got guests, and we've got our guest at 8 o'clock will be Phil Smith, the general manager of KIXE, who has generated more interest in Channel 9 in the last 3 weeks than it has been probably in the last 3 years. Just with one little decision. So we're kind of figuring out what other decisions he's going to be making today. And, of course, we are being put across the airwaves in such great hands. Kind of a fondling, loving bear hug by Bad Bob.
And I've recently washed these hands.
Well, thank you very much.
And so does Brenda.
Good morning.
Good morning, Bob. Glad to see that you're in kind of a more of a... you know, fallish shirt.
I'm in my winter plumage.
Your
yes.
Winter plumage.
You both have long sleeve shirts on. Yeah. It is quite kind of a fall morning, isn't it?
I have not introduced you yet. And speaking of just
yes,
beautiful
sir.
Plumage, my partner Linda.
Well, thank you. Good plumage. Okay. I always get these wonderful, colorful introductions, but I appreciate them today. Today is going to be mostly sunny with a high of 78. Well, I was not ready for yesterday's rain. Okay, there's all kinds of announcements to make about what's happening this weekend, but it's currently 53 degrees. So if you're just tuning in, hi, it's going to be a fabulous day. And really state of mind, really. But no, it's a beautiful day out, high of 78 again. But there's so many, go ahead.
Dare I say break a leg tonight?
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. We launch the beginning of a really fun show tonight, 6 p.m., On the Spot with Linda Bott. And I have all kinds of surprises up my sleeve, but we are going to have our theater correspondent call in at 7:30. We have Product of the Week. We have Nancy Sutton Pierce to talk about her newest columns and a few other things, new shows she's got coming up. And we have a surprise musical guest and a wonderful interview. And then we have a segment called Women... Breaking the Glass Ceiling, Women in a Man's World, and that is a surprise guest as well. But let's talk about some other things that are going on. Tomorrow night's Leanne Rimes. So we're all going to see Leanne Rimes. She has got some really killer stuff out. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But, of course, Saturday is September 11th, and we do want to let you know that there's tickets that are still available for the 10th Annual Charity Gala benefiting the local agencies. For United Way. It's a celebrity waiter night. Now, a lot of people go, oh, United Way. Well, let me tell you what United Way, what they serve. American Red Cross, Anderson Cottonwood Christian Assistance, Boy Scouts, Golden Empire Council, Empire Recovery Center, Forever Pets, Girl Scouts of Northern California, Golden Umbrella, Help and Company, Northern Valley Catholic Social Services, People of Progress, Shasta Treatment Center, Sacramento Valley Teen Challenge, Youth Program Supporters, and Youth Violence Prevention Council. Those are the agencies under the umbrella of the United Way for Northern California. And Saturday night will be a wonderful night. It's going to be, if you feel like doing something that's going to be, you know, take your sweetheart or your family out where you're donating with a wonderful night. You can sit, you can request certain tables from your celebrity waiters, and Carl and I are emceeing. And that's going to be at the Red Lion, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So for more information, call 241-7521. 241-7521. Also, our really good friends are going to be doing, let me look for this. Okay, on the same night, our really good friends, if you can't make that and you're out in the French Gulch area, A Midsummer's Night's Dinner, and that is a tribute to America Under the Stars, and that will be our good friends Lou and Kathleen White putting that event on. There will be hors d'oeuvres, wine tasting, and by Bersini Winery, and dinner with jumbo prawns and rib. It's $120 per couple. It sounds like a very fun night, and of course Lou White. So if you're thinking about, you know, what you want to do to, you know, remember those of 9/11 and celebrate the lives of those and where we go, where we're going in our country, there's many things that you can do.
Oh, there's also the Sundial Music Festival is going on. There's going to be giant rib cook-off there and a number of things going on at the Civic Center. And then, of course, the Asphalt Cowboys, 58th anniversary of the Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue. That's going to be Sunday, September 12th at Lake Redding Park. Begins at 11 a.m. It's $6 a plate, and you get a full plate of tri-tip chicken or chicken, coleslaw, cowboy beans, et cetera, et cetera. It's a big thing there. Also, you know, we need to hit all these things because...
We do.
A lot of things. The 30th Annual Honey Bee Festival at Palisadro. And that'll be on the 11th and 12th. Arts and Crafts Booth, Kids Fun Center, pancake breakfast on 8 to 10:30 Saturday and Sunday, American Honey Queen, and the Little Miss Honey Bee Contest. And this is sponsored by the Palisadro Community Park. No alcohol, pets, or smoking should be allowed in the Honey Bee Festival premises.
Well, we know how important bees are. And when we had Enjoy on the other day, they talked about a guy who is in their this month's magazine that is a beekeeper and will come to your house, teach you how to grow colonies. It was just the most fascinating thing. So the Honey Bee Festival.
And you know, you can have your own honeybees. You can have your own hive.
Might be something for us to be thinking about in the future, growing your own vegetables.
And, you know, the last thing before we take it, we're running late on our break, but I want to talk about this. She's been in the news. She's been on the front page. They've been on our show. They're on our show first. Honey Bandit, that little Mustang that's still fighting for his life. And, you know, a lot of times something hits the news and it just disappears after one day. And we just want to bring it up again that they're still needing money because to pay for the test of the foal, and you can get a hold of the people at 530-474-5197, or you can make a donation at you go to the website of chilipepper.weebly.com. And you can you'll be able to find the way to make a donation there, or just send an email to. It says no, that's a PayPal at palominodancer@yahoo.com. Anyway,
okay,
that's that little foal Honey Bandit.
We're going to talk about that when we come back from the other side of the break, because I want to tell you about a new business in town and what they're doing to help Honey Bandit. This is Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning here on KCNR 1460. We'll see you right after these messages. I'm here with Donna Salato, who has had a transformation in her life in working out at Adamson's Peak Performance. Donna, tell us what your experience has been.
It's been fabulous. I've been working out with a friend, Lori. So we're doing the buddy system. And we started with the Take Shape for Life program and did that for 3 months with a personal trainer and dieting. And then we couldn't let go of the personal trainer, so we stuck with Zach. And he's just been amazing. It's been fun, a lot of work, dedication, but they make it fun and it's different.
How long have you been doing this now?
Since about the second week of January.
Have your friends noticed?
Oh, absolutely.
Have you changed dress sizes?
Oh, several.
That's fantastic, Donna. For your transformation, go to Adamson's Peak Performance on Bocelli next to Yax.
Now Jerry Brown is attacking Meg Whitman's work at eBay.
Factcheck.org says union ad for Brown resorts to distorting Meg Whitman's record.
Let's compare. Whitman created jobs. She led eBay from 30 employees to 15,000.
Jerry Brown cost jobs. While he was governor, the unemployment rate increased to a then-record 11%.
Meg Whitman was named one of America's best CEOs by the Harvard Business Review.
When Jerry Brown was mayor of Oakland, the city controller found city employees were paid for 22,000 hours they never worked. The schools became so bad, the state had to take them over.
Whitman earned her success in the real world,
while Jerry Brown got an allowance from his parents until he was in his mid-50s. The Washington Post reported that after he was governor, he didn't hold a real job for a decade.
Meg Whitman, a plan to create jobs.
Jerry Brown, 40 years in politics and a record of failure.
With California in crisis, who do you trust to turn things around?
Paid for by Meg Whitman for Governor, 2010.
Have you ever struggled trying to find someone's address during the day? How about at night? I have, and that's why I developed Reflect Address. Hi, this is Steve Smith, owner and developer of the new Reflect Address marking system. Reflect Address is a permanent, highly reflective address marker that was developed to replace the less effective approach of address curb painting. They're also extremely effective for those who live in rural areas as well. In an emergency, how quickly could responders find your home? Starting around $22 for a three-digit address, you can join the many local residents who have already made their homes easier to find with Reflect Address. Order yours today by calling 355-0856. Again, that's 355-0856. Or visit our website at reflectaddress.com. Again, it's reflectaddress.com. Remember, in an emergency, every second counts. Get peace of mind today with Reflect Address. Proud sponsors of Around the House Radio.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott, 7:16 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. Somebody sent us a call yesterday later and said we don't say it enough because as they're driving along and they're picking up their cell phone trying to dial, they can't remember. Of course, they shouldn't be doing that anyway, but 605-4567.
Well, you could do it if you have it, one of those little things stuck in your ear, but, you know, just put us on 1, 2, or 3. And you know, you got 1 for the kids, 2 for the mom and dad, and 3 for KCNR.
There you go.
Okay, I wanted to come back after the break. By the way, in case you're just tuning in again, good morning. Let's talk about the weather. It's 53 degrees, mostly sunny with a high near 78 today. Calm wind becoming south around 6 miles per hour tonight. Mostly clear with a low of around 57. Oh, my gosh. It's that in-between stage, you know, when you just, maybe I can wear a little sweater. I mean, I actually had a raincoat on last night. It was fun. We went to a new place called the Wine Bar that's next to the Cascade Theater. And that was a wonderful experience. They have all kinds of treats. You might want to check that out. Last night, on Wednesdays, they gave you free wine and cheese.
Free cheese.
Excuse me. I said, I meant crackers and cheese. Yeah, it's not free. Yeah, but, you know, with any kind of wine selection, I just thought that was really wonderful. So we're going to be talking about them later because that was completely unexpected. Loved it. Joined some friends, talked about, you know, the upcoming shows and what we're doing. And so, you know, we love to share new and exciting things. And I wanted to talk about an email that came in. New business, Taste and See Barbecue, located at 2787 Bocelli Lane in the Mission Square Shopping Center. Shake your bell. That's the angel bell. You want to shake it again? There you go. Because I don't know if you meant to do it or not. But
I did.
Owner is LaVon Martin. Great Southwestern cuisine, reasonable prices, excellent food both to eat in a great decor or takeout. Food is incredible, including a homemade tangerine chipotle glaze that is unbelievable. Yum. It takes courage to open a new restaurant in these trying times. This is an email by a loyal listener. LaVon wants to donate $1 from every sale to help save Honey Bennett, the sick Mustang foal. That's very cool. People should drop in for nothing else than to try her excellent homemade cupcakes.
What's the address?
It's in the Mission Square Shopping Center, 2787 Bocelli Lane.
Okay.
So a brand new restaurant, again, in these trying times, thinking about the community, hearing about the fold, taking a dollar of each, you know. And, gosh, you love Southwestern. So do I. So we are definitely going to get in there and say hello and welcome.
Okay. We're going to take a break, get us back on schedule here. Can we come back? You know, everybody's looking for jobs. Not everybody, but a lot of people are looking for jobs. Did you know that when you're applying for a job, there's certain questions that you cannot be asked? And if they are asked to you, you don't have to answer them? This is Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. When we get back, we're going to discuss those questions.
Come and get it. This coming Sunday, Lake Redding Park will again be abuzz as those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys set their barbecues ablaze for the annual community barbecue feast. You're invited to join 7,000 of your closest friends and neighbors for the food, the fun, and the entertainment. Swing by the park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and for only $6 a plate, partake of the finest fire-grilled tri-tip or chicken, salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread, milk, or coffee. And it's only $6. Whether you choose to make this lunch or dinner, eat it there, or use the convenient drive-thru, your participation will support the annual tradition of Rodeo Week activities put on by these zany asphalt cowboys. If you've been looking for a little horse sense, you'll find them playing music for all your listening enjoyment. Place a bid at the annual live auction between 1 and 3 p.m. or buy a chance to win the annual pork raffle. Join us this Sunday. Eat a great meal, support a great cause, and make an asphalt cowboy a happy guy. Heck, make all of them happy. It all happens at Lake Redding Park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. this coming Sunday. Come and get it.
Your symptoms are by now familiar. Your heart increases its pace. Your palms become sweaty. Your eyes dart back and forth, seeking escape into another dimension. And you begin to make flimsy excuses.
I got to give the cat a bath.
The rock garden needs watering.
I can't. It's Tuesday.
Yes, you are suffering again from dentist's dread. But now there's a cure for this debilitating condition. Available now online at palosidrodentistry.com or by calling 547-5757. One appointment at Dr. William Farrell's Palosidro Dentistry has been shown to effectively diminish or eliminate entirely the symptoms of dentist dread. Dr. Farrell and his able staff employ techniques gained over 30 years of military and private practice. Cutting-edge technology, sedation dentistry, and evening or Saturday appointments if Tuesday really is a problem. A lovely, healthy smile and the end of dentist dread is a phone call away. 547-5757. Palo Cedro Dentistry. Special consideration for veterans. Financing available OAC.
The Anselmo Vineyards Winery is our favorite destination. When we want to get away with friends or have a date night, we take a short drive to Anselmo Vineyards. If you're looking for a fabulous wine tasting experience, a five-star menu, and beautiful scenery, then Anselmo's will be your favorite destination.
Yeah, that's right, Linda. And Anselmo's is now serving lunch on their patio and in their air-conditioned dining rooms. Take a few minutes, beat the heat, and savor a phenomenal lunch prepared by Chef John Stadelli.
And don't forget, a new music series in September at Anselmo Vineyards and through the fall. Stay tuned as we announce some of the great acts that will be up at Anselmo Vineyards. Anselmo Vineyards, your favorite destination getaway. Good morning, North State. This is KCNR 1460. We're taking your call, 605-4567. That's the hotline. And, of course, our chat room is open. We're taking emails. Linda at KCNR1460, what is on your mind? This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew.
2143 Hilltop Drive. Finest walk-in humidor in the state. Jill and Shelley put on a great store there. They have a great store there. And their people that work for them are all knowledgeable and polite. Espresso Joe's, where you can get any type of coffee you could practically think of, is there at very reasonable prices. And a meeting room, there are a lot of people, a lot of organizations come in there to use free Wi-Fi. That's Tobacco and Brew at 2143 Hilltop Drive. They do a lot for our community. They support without asking, a lot of do this for me. They just support our community and especially the veterans. You know, when you're going for a job and it's really competitive, you know, they're asking a lot of questions and everything. But, you know, I just saw today is things that you cannot be asked. They cannot ask you how old you are, except unless you must be over 18. They can ask you that if you're over 18 to do certain jobs. They can't ask you if you're married. They can't ask you if you're a U.S. citizen. Now, you say to yourself, whoa, wait a minute. I don't want to hire somebody illegally. You can then, you've got to wait till after you give them a job offer, the person a job offer, then you have them fill out the paperwork.
Okay, there's something wrong with this. Is that a law?
Yeah. Yes, it is. You cannot ask them, are you a U.S. citizen? It's only after that you fill out, you know, that you've been given a job offer and you're filling out the paperwork.
So you've gone through all the energy of hiring somebody.
I didn't say it was fair. I said it was the government. Okay. Do you have any disabilities? Okay, now, I find this one. Do you have any disabilities? So this, I mean, some of them are going to be, I think, would be obvious. I mean, you know, ones that you can see. You know, if somebody is in a wheelchair and is in a wheelchair, I mean, that's a disability. So you've got to know that you've got to be able to have the place so that you have the ramps and the room and the type of job that they can do. It doesn't mean a person in a wheelchair or any disability should be discriminated against if they can do the job.
Well, you're not going to hire a driver with one eye.
Well, you can't ask that. You've got to get into it a little bit, you know, deeper. And I think they're talking about disabilities, like especially in the, you know, are you taking, you know, you have mental problems and all these. That's, you can't get into their business. Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. We're getting to that one now. Do you take drugs, smoke, or drink? Now, you can ask them if they use illegal drugs. But you can't ask them about prescriptions and all this, and you can't ask them if they smoke or drink.
Can I?
You can say yes, of course.
Can I just ask a quick question here? Okay, that's your interview. What happens if you go, hey, what are you doing? Let's go have coffee. Yeah, just, you know, like to get to know you a little bit better. Would that still be in the realm of interviewing somebody?
Yes, I would say it would. You know, you'd have to ask a lawyer, but it would be like, oh, as soon as you start asking questions, you're still the employer. You know, and you're asking, you know, even if you're not in an official place, you can't ask them about what religion they are, race, or if they're pregnant. I remember a case that was years ago where a woman actress was hired for a part as kind of a sexy siren type, you know, in a TV show. Well, she takes the job and she's 3 months pregnant. She didn't tell them. Well, you know, as shooting starts, she's getting bigger. And so the director fired her. Big lawsuit. Can't fire because pregnant. Says, I was pregnant when I was, you know, he said, we didn't know that. We're hiring you for this one part. Can't fire me because I'm pregnant. So that was a big thing. Anyway, little, you know, I didn't realize that you couldn't ask some of these.
Remember when we were at the Space Museum, the Flight Museum at...
In D.C.
In D.C. The Smithsonian, thank you. Yeah, but well, they had a kind of a replica of a, you know, half of a plane that I guess it must have been from the late 50s, and the prerequisites of what they asked for if you were going to be a stewardess, and you had to have 2 years college education, you had to be single, not widowed or divorced. You had to be a certain size. You had to be a certain height or above, 5'4". And I think there was like a waist size of so-and-so. My mom was talking about that. They had approached her, and you had to have close to like a nursing degree.
Well, they said that was a plus. But, yeah, they had very strict rules and on who you could hire. And obviously they don't have those anymore. The bottom line is that there's so many rules out there. And we were talking again last night about rules and regulations right here in Reading about things that people are having huge problems with, the permit people. So it's, you know, and the things that are going on with the permit people based on a lack of experience on the permitting people and the planning commission or the planning people down there. And people are being held up. They're being shown things that aren't true. It depends, unfortunately, on who you get to help you that day. That one will tell you no for months, and the next one will look at it and give it to you in a day and look at it. And there's something wrong with this. I hope that our new city council, whoever that is going to take a look at something, making things a little more business-friendly. And I promise you, as we get to the election and up, these are questions we're going to be asking everybody is, what are you going to do to go down there and reform some of these areas down there? Not everybody that works in these divisions is bad, lazy, slothful, or just has a bad attitude. But it only takes one or two of them to shut down a project that should be passed. And these are, you know, again, these are things that are happening in our city that we can have an impact on. We may not be able to impact everything, but right here in our city, oh yeah. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
From the Fox Business Network, the most powerful name in business news. An encouraging sign that companies are not resorting to even deeper job cuts. First-time unemployment claims at their lowest level in 2 months, falling to 451,000 last week. The trade deficit narrowing in July by 14% as exports hit their highest level in nearly 2 years. Big gains for planes and other manufactured goods. In the UK, Goldman Sachs has been slapped with one of the biggest fines ever imposed there. Regulators say they failed to admit the full extent of an SEC investigation, and the penalty, the equivalent of $27 million U.S. dollars. Burger King crowning a new CEO. The investment firm that's buying the fast food chain is placing Latin American railroad executive Bernardo Hees in the post once the acquisition is complete. And McDonald's sales heating up in the summer heat. Fruit smoothies and other icy drinks whipping up a key revenue figure in August by 4.6% in the United States. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Connell McShane.
As a Major League Baseball umpire for over 30 years, I've learned focus is everything. That's why I switched to a complete multivitamin with more. Only One A Day Men's 50 Plus Advantage has both ginkgo for memory and concentration, plus support for heart health. Centrum can't give you all that. And in this game, I want every advantage.
One A Day Men's 50 Plus Advantage, the official multivitamin of Major League Baseball.
Hey, you. Yes, you. Join me live here on KCNR 1460, Saturdays from 9 to 10 a.m. on the Alana Burke Show. Catch my no-nonsense analysis of politics and culture in America today. I think your voice matters. So get out of your comfort zone, call in to my show, and be heard. The Alana Burke Show this Saturday on KCNR. Sponsored by an excellent Reading dentist, Dr. Thomas Mullen, at 223-0436. He's changing lives one smile at a time.
Looking for something to sink your teeth into this fall?
Yes, Master!
Consider Rick Abbott's Dracula the Musical.
Dracula the Musical?
Yes. Opening at the Riverfront Playhouse on September 18th and continuing through October 16th. Performances are Friday and Saturday evenings.
What time, Master? What time?
The doors open at 6:45 p.m. and the show starts promptly at 7:30 p.m.
But I don't go out after dark.
Then attend the Sunday matinees at 2 p.m.
How do I get tickets?
Tickets are obtained at the Graphic Emporium on Pine Street in Reading. Or by calling 241-4278.
241-4278.
Try it. You'll like it.
I already do.
Oh, shut up.
What was that?
It's an organ, you idiot.
Oh.
Oh, you gotta love the sound of that. It was wonderful. It was the first time we played that PSA for Dracula the Musical. Welcome back. Good morning. It's 7:30. It's 53 degrees here. This is Carl and Linda Bott. Free Fire Radio. We love what we do. How about you? Hey, on the phone with us is Lisa Collins, and I'm proud to say that she is going to be part of my show on Thursday nights on the spot with Linda Bott. She's going to be, and she is, the theater correspondent. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, Linda.
And I've seen your website. You built this website all about what's going on with theater, auditions, production, and it's a wonderful website. So welcome, and welcome tonight.
Oh, thank you. I am so excited. Thursdays are my favorite day because the date comes out in the Record Searchlight, and I'm so excited to get up in the morning and see everything that's going to happen, and now I get to actually share it with everybody at night. You just made my Thursdays twice as good.
Oh, wonderful. Now, tonight, when people tune in at 6 p.m., what can they expect with your segment?
Well, my segment, I'm going to kind of highlight things that are going on in the North State. You know, where can they go to see anything that's live, performing artists kind of activity for the weekend or the coming week and coming months. I'm also going to feature a local company or venue. Tonight we're going to have Don Hess with Kids Unlimited, and I always ask them to bring one of their performers because being a performer myself, I like to hear what it's like for the actors, the singers, the dancers. So we're going to have one of the kids that's been in Kids Unlimited for a couple of years tell us about what it's like to actually do it. And then I'm also going to have a little theater trivia question, which I thought I'd toss out this morning if you'd like to have a little advanced question.
Oh, do.
Okay, our trivia question for this week is, where did the term break a leg come from? If people don't know, in theater, you never want to say good luck. You always say break a leg. It's one of our superstitions.
Oh, I'm curious. I think I know, but tonight we'll talk about it. Because,
yeah.
Of course. And that's really cool because, you know, people do look at me and say good luck. Oh, don't ever break a leg. But Bob started off today by saying break a leg. So, but you've created this website, and I just really want to encourage people to go to this website because it's really in-depth about future dates of what's happening in town, who you're going to have on, so many things. Share with us about you building this website and where you gathered your information.
Oh, sure. Well, it's called onstagewithlisa.com. So I don't think you even have to put the www, but you can. So it's onstagewithlisa.com. And I learned how to build these websites from the local small business center that has gotten a lot of press lately, and they really are a great way for somebody with a very small budget to
do
things.
Well, that's a nice plug.
So I build my own websites. It's really easy, and I already had lots of connections with all the people in theater around town, and I've just been slowly and contacting each one and saying, do you mind if I put a link on my page to your site, and can you tell me when your auditions are, and would you like to come on the show? And if you go to my website, we've already got the next few months lined up. Everybody's just so enthusiastic and supportive of each other and the arts in our area. It's just been a real treat.
Well, this is a wonderful supportive community and very, very supportive. People like Lynn Regan, who go to so many local theater productions.
Oh, yes.
And so funny, yesterday when they dropped off the Dracula, the musical, they go, oh, yeah, I'm going to be on Lisa's show. And then somebody said, yeah, I'm going to be on Lisa's show, too. I said, well, how cool. You're going to be on Lisa's show? That's on my show. And so it's just the beauty of how it really works. I mean,
yeah,
that's about
yeah.
how we love to network. And the theater here is very rich. And it's just so much fun to do that. And, of course, you know, I'm friends with so many of you. So, well, Lisa, we'll see you tonight. And I'm so glad you called in. And like I said, break a leg. We'll see you at 6 p.m. tonight.
You got it. Thanks, Linda.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
Hi, this is Diane from Country Kitchen. Everyone knows we serve.
Sorry about that. Go ahead. You're back.
Are we on the air?
Yes.
Oh, well, that was interesting. Well, we can go on about Diane with Country Kitchen because...
Because Bob pushed the wrong
button.
Well,
no, that's all right because... No, that's all right. Let's talk about Country Kitchen. We love their food. I've known Charlie and Lynn Moss for a long time. And congratulations, Charlie and Lynn Moss. They have a grandbaby. Lynn has been wanting so long. She's waited to have a grandchild, and now Autumn has had her child and their grandbaby. And we were talking about that last night with some friends about how grandchildren, when they come into your life, it really shifts the family dynamic and just the beauty of the third generation and what it brings to you. You've shared that too. You know, since you're back in the studio now, Carl, what it was like for you, just because we just got a minute before we take a break about what it was like for you the very first time you held your grandchild.
Well, I was recovering from an injury, so I was in a wheelchair, and when when my daughter, in fact, we didn't even tell my daughter that I had been injured, because she was like 9 months pregnant. We didn't want her to worry, and so after a couple of weeks had gone by, and you know everything with me was pretty good. Her husband told her, well, you know, your dad was injured, and she had the baby that day. So anyway, but I was able to be there and hold the grandbaby the day she was born, Ashlyn. And then when they had their second grandchild, I wasn't there. It took me about 3 months before I could get back to where they were at. And when I did, when I held Mike the first day, I held, it was just like Ashlyn. It was just bonding that you, it's a remarkable thing of that. Wouldn't have thought that is the bonding you feel when you pick up your grandchild is very much if not the same as when you hold your child. So I kind of feel it, you know, Lynn's going there and I appreciate that. So anyway, tonight
we're gonna
on the spot.
Yeah, tonight on the spot.
You know, it's gonna be, you know what, you've put in a lot of work. There's a lot of people working with you on this. I think it's gonna be great. I know it's going to be great.
Well, I kind of call it like Sex in the City G-rated. I want to be able to have something that's fun and uplifting and informative, and you know, your kids can sit around if you're cooking dinner or you're in the car or whatever. Women are thinking about what they can do. Also, we're going to be talking about things where you can take your kids and have fun for them if you're going to have a date night and or girls night out or couples, whatever. It's just informative. And so anyway, I know we've talked about it a lot. We're excited that it's kicking off, and we're going to take a break here, and we're coming back. We've got Doug Tooley from BNT Satellite. So hang in there on the other side. We're taking your emails too. The chat room is open. This is Carl and Linda Bott here right at Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
Country Kitchen. Everyone knows we serve a delicious, hearty breakfast made with the freshest ingredients and served with a smile. Custom-made omelets, eggs benedict, house-made breads, and of course, our famous cinnamon rolls. But let's talk lunch. Country Kitchen also serves a fantastic lunch. The burgers are hand-pressed and served on freshly baked buns. The deli meats and cheeses are the highest quality and served on your choice of house-made bread. The soups are handcrafted, most of which are Country Kitchen's original recipes. For the third season, our summer salads are back by popular demand. This year, we've added two new salads that are sure to become favorites, a classic Cobb and a grilled chicken Caesar with marinated artichoke hearts and avocado. All of the summer salads are served with a house-made dressing and your choice of cornbread or garlic toast. Whether it's breakfast or lunch, you're sure to find something to satisfy your appetite. Stop by the Country Kitchen and check out our great new fresh look. Located on Hilltop Drive, just south of the new Trader Joe's, Country Kitchen, your breakfast or lunch destination.
Hi, I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and it has been an honor to serve you as Reading's mayor. Much has changed in the last 4 years. Times are tough. The state and federal economy is upside down. We must overhaul retirement benefits today, not tomorrow. We must live within our means. I want to continue representing you on the council and continue the work that we have started to make Reading a better place to live and to work. The next 4 years will be fiscally challenging. Today, we need true leadership more than ever. I hope you vote for me, Patrick Henry Jones, for Reading City Council, paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, 2010.
Is something in your life challenging you? Do you have the motivation to create a change? Where does that come from? What inspires you? I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, your host for the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, streaming live from KCNR1460.com. And I'm always working hard to find that one motivating piece of information to help you make the changes you so desire. Wake up to your life. Tune in to the Conscious Living Show. Every Saturday, 11 to noon, we talk about everything important. Your health, thoughts, beliefs, relationships, sex, love, struggles, and triumphs. Nothing is off limits. Your stories are welcomed. Every Saturday, 11 to noon, the Conscious Living Show, right here on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Going shopping?
Explore the choices.
And shop Reading.
Hello, this is Frank Strazzarino, president of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce. Did you know that when you buy goods and services in Reading, you are supporting a local business, its owner, and employees in these tough economic times, and your tax dollars give us better police and fire protection, maintain our roads, parks, and trail system, and contribute to our Reading quality of life.
Going shopping?
Explore the choices.
And shop Reading.
Systematic, hydromatic, wide grease lightning.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Phone lines here, 605-4567. It's Carl and Linda Bott. It is 7:45 in the morning. It's September the 9th.
Yeah.
Big night. Okay, hey, our guest today.
Good morning.
Doug Tooley.
Good morning, Doug.
And Doug, before we go to get to you, we're going to go to the phones here. John, good morning.
Doug, and good morning, Dad Bob, of course. Listen, first of all, I wanted to say thank you, Linda, very much for the Taste and See barbecue plug.
Oh, yeah.
I appreciated that.
That's exciting.
But more important, I wanted to say congratulations on your new show, and I hope it goes fantastic tonight, and I'm sure it will.
Well, thank you.
I wanted to mention the show signage. I love it. It really grabs the essence of your casual elegance.
Well, thank you.
It's perfect. And I really look forward to hearing it. Even though I know it's dedicated towards women, I'm going to listen to it anyway.
Oh, good. No, that's the whole thing is that...
I'm dedicated towards women.
Yeah, there you go. And there should be guilty pleasures in there, guilty pleasures that men want to know about. Oh, okay, if I know about that. I just, you know, it's going to be fun. It's fun and uplifting. And I'm always going to be taking your emails and calls for anybody who has some suggestions of things they'd like to hear about.
I'll be bugging you on frequent occasions. You have a wonderful day.
Thanks,
and enjoy the opening of your show.
And thank you for the lead on the restaurant. We wish them the best.
Oh, I hope it takes off. Great food, fantastic. They've got a thing called something hog on a stick in it. I had it yesterday. It's incredible.
Hog on a stick. You know,
yeah,
I'm not even going to touch that.
Stick.
I'm not even going to touch that one, John. Okay.
Yeah, you'll love it. Carl, it's you, I'm telling you.
Yeah, well, it's Carl and a hog. There we go. That was my Harley, though, I was thinking about. Okay, John,
okay.
We have to run now before we are completely put off the air.
Have a great day.
All right, thanks. Hey, our guest is Doug Tooley from BNT Satellite. Doug, come on. Well, good morning. Welcome aboard.
Thank you. How are you doing?
We're great.
Well, until we heard about hogging the stick, I'm you know, got to go check that one out.
Now, you are, why do you think, can I just ask a question? I'm just going to jump in there with just my first thought in my brain. Why are people changing to dish?
Money. And there's not a lot of it right now. So people are really looking at the value of the dish. So it's $25 a month. It's up to two rooms. We have free HD right now, or free HD for life. Excuse me.
But you know, but you have to do a couple of things though to get that free HD. I mean, or don't you?
Correct. Yeah, you have to be on credit card auto. It's just like getting a cell phone now. I mean, you know, you got the 2-year contract, you got your credit card auto pay, and
I wanted people to understand that, because when we've said that before, somebody called in and said, "Well, wait a minute, you have to do a few things." So
correct. Yeah.
But
yeah, you got to jump through some hoops.
But it gives you free HD.
Correct. Yeah, which is $10 off your package. I think Charter charges $10. DirecTV. Well, they have a little deal with free HD as well. But
how did you? Would you like to share with us, please, how you got involved with representing Dish and a satellite and doing satellites?
Sure. Back in 1985, my mom was engaged to one of the owners of DNL Satellite Antennas on Victor and Hartnell, and they abused me like every 13-year-old boy should be abused. You know, they made me dig trenches for them, crawl under houses, and chase rattlesnakes out from underneath trailers, and you know, all that stuff, all the good grunt work. So I started that when I was 13.
All right.
So that's where we started from.
And so you had this. What the good thing about that is that you had this world of knowledge that you learned and continued on. Now you're doing that. This is what you do.
Yeah. Both of those guys were veterans. One was a tanker, and one was a some Navy guy.
Well, that covers a lot. Some Navy guy. We got Bob, some Navy guy in here.
Yeah, I like teasing Navy guys. Anyway, my wife was a Navy person, I guess. So it was a lot of fun. I was actually going to bring her mug in today, they taught me a lot of technical stuff. And then in 1990, when I graduated high school, we joined the Army. And you know, I had all that technical stuff that I wanted to do, and I ended up becoming an airborne medic, so that was a lot of fun. And then we came back after I got out of the Army, came back, and I was in my truck, and one of the Drennan brothers said, "Hey, get your over to the shop, and let's talk about doing stuff." And we started doing PrimeStar in 1994, I think, and so I've been working at this as a man since 1994, so doing PrimeStar and stuff. A lot of fun.
Well, I tell you what, we've been real happy with all the work you've done with us.
Thank you.
And you know, in today's tight dollars, and you know, the other thing too, it's local. And
right.
I keep going back, and I'm sorry, my friends. It seems like I keep pounding this drum, but I'm going to continue it. You buy local, and you know, every chance you get, you buy local, and because the dollars stay here, the people they hire are from here. And then if you've got a concern or if you've got a question, you can just call them up. You know, if you've got a problem with the, you know, with what this station puts on, you don't have to try and find somebody in New York to talk to. You call us and you say, "Hey, you know what? I think this is," and people do that. "Oh, I think you were unfair on this." Well, we take that and we take that in the advisement. I mean, we look at every email, every phone call we get. You know, of course, the vast majority are about how much they enjoy the programming and things like that. Of course, you know, I've got to add that. But staying local, it's the secret here. Buy local, stay local, and you'll see other ads that talk about calling 800 numbers. And this isn't a infomercial for B&T Satellite. It's not. He's just another local business, like we put other businesses on here to ring the bell for him. But you see that 1-800 number, that is not a local business.
It's not. In fact, if you open up your phone book under Satellite, you'll see a ton of 800 numbers. And I've actually gone through, and there's only like three or four local guys in your phone book still. So it's real important if you're doing the research for if you want to do your TV that you do your research and try to buy something local. Just since I've been working with you guys in May, I had some personal tragedy stuff happen, and so I kind of came back to work the beginning of this year, and then I started advertising in April and May. And when I met you guys, I think I met you at the end of April. In May, I did 15 installs, Satellite installs, and there's probably about 300 of them going in up here a month, and then. So we started hitting this local drum thing, you know, and it was just me and then one of the brothers from DNL Satellite, Doug Drennan. We were hanging out and just trying to figure out how we're going to build this business back up. So we started getting on the radio. I did 53 jobs in August. So I went from 15 in May when we met to 53. Just phenomenal. This local message, don't call the 800 number ad that we're running is awesome. I just really appreciate Redding listening to that and, you know, trying to help us out. It's amazing.
We have a fabulous community here, and, you know, everybody's here to, I think, really see this town flourish, and how we flourish as a community is to help our small businesses. We're going to have to take a break here. This is KCNR 1460 on your dial. Always keep it set at 1460. This is Carl and Linda Bott. We'll see you right after these messages.
Timberline Heating and Air wants to know, is your HVAC unit keeping up with the summer heat? If not, give us a call. We're your Carrier heating and cooling experts, and we can install a new, more efficient Carrier HVAC unit in your home or office for much less than you might expect. And with manufacturer credits, tax credits, and local utility rebates, your total savings could add up to $4,300. As your local factory authorized Carrier dealer, call for an estimate on a new Carrier system to save you hundreds of dollars in future energy costs. Whether you need a new comfort system or a system checkup for maximum efficiency, give Timberline a call for a complete and honest estimate on the Carrier system that will pay for itself in year-round utility savings and provide you with a 10-year parts warranty. That's the best parts warranty in the industry. Call 221-2222 or visit us online at TimberlineHVAC.com. We've been around longer, we work harder, we're the best value, we have the best warranty, and nobody does heating and air conditioning better. Turn to the experts at Timberline Heating and Air, 221-2222.
The Anselmo Vineyards Winery is our favorite destination. When we want to get away with friends or have a date night, we take a short drive to Anselmo Vineyards. If you're looking for a fabulous wine tasting experience, a five-star menu, and beautiful scenery, then Anselmo's will be your favorite destination.
Yeah, that's right, Linda. And Anselmo's is now serving lunch on their patio and in their air-conditioned dining rooms. Take a few minutes, beat the heat, and savor a phenomenal lunch prepared by Chef John Stadelli.
And don't forget, a new music series in September at Anselmo Vineyards and through the fall. Stay tuned as we announce some of the great acts that will be up at Anselmo Vineyards. Anselmo Vineyards, your favorite destination getaway.
Mark, technician from SafeLight Auto Glass.
Torn up roads can cause big problems for windshields. My last customer ignored a small chip on his, drove over a pothole, and crack. If only he called us sooner. When a chip's small, we can usually repair it in just a half hour with our state-of-the-art resin. A SafeLight repair is so reliable, we guarantee it for life. And with most insurance plans, there's no cost to you.
Call SafeLight at 1-800-800-2727.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace. Hello, this is Barbara Jacobson.
And I'm Dana Peterson with the Largent team at Keller Williams Realty.
What is it you don't know about real estate that you really want to know?
Or need to know?
Wondering when an REO is?
Or a short sale?
Is it a good time to sell or is it a good time to buy?
What's happening in the lending market and how does it affect you as a seller?
Or as a buyer?
Get the answers to your questions by calling 248-5602 or listen every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. to the Kurt Largent Real Estate Radio Show.
Right here on KCNR 1460.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It is 7:56 in the morning. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Phone lines here are 605-4567. Chat room's up on KCNR1460.com. Our guest is Doug Tooley, BNT Satellite. And he's talking about, you know, a couple of things. But one of the things, it's a local business and how, you know, people take that message seriously about staying local. And you said something else. You were talking about, you know, the amount of people, the number of people you're employing.
Right. Well, I can't do 50 jobs by myself a week with all the paperwork and everything that it takes to do it. So I hired two wonderful people in the beginning of July, and we're doing awesome. So, I mean, we have on staff right now, we have five people on staff right now that are getting actual paychecks, so... It's really exciting.
Yeah, and you can come over and install one at our house here.
Yeah, we're going to do that tomorrow at 10 o'clock.
Tomorrow at 10 o'clock, yep. we're getting dish there.
Yep.
And, okay, I need to know something from you. If we call your shop, where will the call be answered at?
Well, it'll be answered in Redding, California.
And who answers it usually?
Heather.
Heather.
Mm-hmm. Or myself.
So you're not outsourcing your phone calls
nope.
to Indonesia, Pakistan or
no, sir.
Or any other place like that?
No, sir.
So that's somebody else that stays there in the office and answers the phones?
Correct.
Okay. I just, you know.
And then she text messages me about 50 times a day saying, hey, this customer needs some help. Can you call him? So I end up calling him, even if I'm right in the same room.
Well, Doug, the thing that we've had people call in, you know, unsolicited. I mean, calling in saying how glad they were to have signed up with you.
And I have. Man, that is so cool.
And
that
then
is really neat.
We had somebody
happens.
Else call that said they worked for you at one time.
Did they say nice things?
They said, you know, Woo-hoo. They said, yeah, that you were a great boss. So, you know, when you hear things like that, you just have to, you know, you want the business to succeed because it's a local business, local guy, you know, veteran. You got all the things going that we support here, and you do good service. If you didn't give good service and you didn't, you know, if it was just, you know, we wouldn't.
It'd be tough to get those calls in and folks
yeah.
would,
and
you know.
People complain all this yeah. stuff is wrong. And, you know, then how, you know, so it all depends. It goes back on your shoulders. But you have been doing a great job, as have other people that we have had in here in our program. They guarantee their work. They're friendly. They hire local. They stay local.
Yeah, I buy local. Back in 2006, we tried taking over a portion of Dish Network's business. They wanted a subcontractor up here, and we bought 9 vehicles in 2006. So all of them were real local. I mean, we had opportunities to go down to Sacramento and San Francisco to buy stuff cheaper, but we stayed right here. So trucks from North Valley Auto right across the street, and Budget, mm-hmm. and Crown, and Lithia. So and Taylor Motors. I mean, I bought a vehicle from everybody. I spread it around. So.
Well, that's great. Okay, Doug Tooley was our guest from BNT. Anything else there, Doug?
No, just I want to do 100 jobs this month, so there's 300 in. There's at least 300 going in up here every month. I did 50 last month. We're trained up. I think we can handle 100, 120. So
you get cost. Your cost is down. You know, if people want cable, they can. They'll have somebody they can talk to right then that day.
That's the big thing. I do have one more thing. Older folks that are paying $60 a month for their cable bill really need to call me, because if they take our basic package, they'll save $700 their first 2 years. It's a huge amount of money.
Nothing else. Just give them a call at 244-1988. All right. We've got to take a break here. When we come back, our guest is Phil Smith. I know we've got a couple of seconds there. Bob, don't panic on me. I can talk for 20 seconds about just you.
Oh, I can talk more than 20 seconds.
I know, but I can talk about you, Bob, and your shirt for 20 seconds.
Well, in case you're wondering about the weather, we never went there. 54 degrees currently. It's going to be high today of 78. Can you believe it? Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. You're listening to KCNR 1460 on your dial.
And our guest the next hour is going to be Phil Smith, General Manager, KIXE. Where's KIXE Channel 9 going?
This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Fox News Radio, Elisa Brady. More homes consumed by a Colorado wildfire.
The report coming from the Sheriff's Department today is more homes have been lost in the canyons west of Boulder. That number up to 140 now, and that number is expected to grow.
Jim Hooley with Fox Radio affiliate KOA at the scene.
There is good news today because they believe that the temperatures now have cooled off overnight, and we had some rain overnight here in Boulder, Colorado as well. A big plus.
Some evacuees being allowed back in this morning. Now that Hermine is finally done with Texas, some homes completely submerged.
I've never seen anything like this.
He's in suburban Austin. Widespread flooding now reported in eastern Oklahoma as the slow march of the tropical storm's remnants continues. President Obama says he hopes a Florida pastor calls off his Quran-burning bonfire.
What he's proposing to do is completely contrary to our values as Americans.
The president telling ABC the, quote, stunt could be a recruiting bonanza for Al-Qaeda and endanger U.S. troops. Tension already building overseas. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin, live in London.
Yeah, Lisa, protesters rallied today at America's consulate in Edinburgh. Police had to escort diplomats from the building. In Pakistan, protesters burned the Stars and Stripes, but a government spokesman there said Quran burning would undermine
the work that has been done towards promoting interfaith harmony since 9/11.
In Lebanon, a mosque preacher urged Muslims to unite against attacks, and in Afghanistan, some protesters said if the burning goes ahead and if there's any reaction, the U.S. government would be responsible. Lisa?
Thanks, Alistair. Mortgage rates in the U.S. inching higher and off historic lows. Freddie Mac's new weekly average at 4.35% for a 30-year fixed. New claims for jobless benefits falling to a two-month low. That's been sending stocks higher. The Dow is up 51 points. You're listening to Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Come into the Home Depot today for stylish carpet with a lifetime stain and soil warranty. Get exclusive Martha Stewart Living or Platinum Plus carpet and have it installed throughout your house for just $37. You'll have gorgeous floors that are able to stay that way. We're lowering the cost of going barefoot, thanks to carpet with lifetime stain resistance. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid on basic installation, U.S. only. See store for details, exclusions, and license numbers.
Somewhere in America, David Ortega is waiting at a busy airport. Kim Healy is waiting in traffic. And a whole country is waiting for a better way to travel. Siemens high-speed trains. They go 220 miles an hour with less carbon emissions. And we could build them right here. Fast answers bring people together. And the over 60,000 U.S. employees of Siemens have more answers every day. Siemens. Visit Siemens.com/answers.
Iranian opposition group claims a suspected new nuclear site has been found 80 miles west of Tehran. No evidence yet that any centrifuges have been moved into the building. Iran still insists it wants only nuclear energy, not weapons. North Korea celebrating a birthday. 62 years since its founding.
As the faithful laid flowers at a statue of North Korea's founder today, broadcasts urged everyone else to support his son, Kim Jong-il. That's because most don't. So says those reportedly in contact with the North, many North Koreans losing their faith in a system that's failed and seeing Kim Jong-il's likely successor, his son, Kim Jong-un, as a figurehead. And this man in Seoul says fatigue with the succession story has set in.
South Koreans nowadays, they're looking inward. Not many people really care about the unification between North Korea and South Korea. They're looking inward. They're looking like national politics in South Korea.
In Shanghai, Bill Marcus, Fox News Radio.
The case of an imprisoned ex-Illinois governor heading back to court.
A hearing is scheduled in the corruption case of ex-Illinois Governor George Ryan. It's expected to be used to schedule arguments on his attorney's motion to have parts of his 2006 conviction dismissed. They were based on the recently narrowed Honest Services Law, The 76-year-old is scheduled to be released in 2013.
Fox Radio's Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. Two-time Super Bowl MVP Tom Brady in an early morning car crash.
Patriots quarterback Tom Brady reportedly banged up but not seriously injured in a two-car crash not far from his Boston home this morning. Brady, not brought to the hospital, instead sought attention from the Patriots medical staff.
Angela Anderson with Fox Radio affiliate WXKS. The Patriots tweeting that Brady is expected at practice today, preparing for this week's opener. The NFL season kicks off tonight in New Orleans with the defending champion Saints hosting the Vikings in a rematch of last year's NFC title game. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It is Carl and Linda Bott, 8:06 in the morning. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. You want to chat with us, it's KCNR1460.com or send Linda an email, Linda at KCNR1460.com.
We have it all open and we're taking your call, 605-4567. Good morning. The top of the hour here, 1460, like on your dial, it's KCNR. Today, it's currently 54 degrees. Right now, it's going to be mostly sunny with a high of 78. Calm wind becoming south around 6 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear with a low of around 57. So, welcome to the show.
You know, our guest today is, you know, I think second time in two weeks. That's right. Phil Smith, general manager of KIXE. You know, last time we didn't really get a... We got into there was such a hullabaloo over the cessation of a show.
Democracy Now, which I think is starting to settle down, and I can tell you more about that.
Well, that's what later. I wanted to do. We wanted to follow up with that. But the other thing, too, is we wanted to talk about, you know, as the new general manager here, taking a look at PBS and Channel 9, our community public broadcasting station, your ideas. And... In a atmosphere that's not quite as charged as it was last week,
right.
when there was pitchforks and torches burning in the comment section of the paper, not necessarily around the station. Okay. Anyway, good morning and welcome aboard.
Well, thank you very much. And I want to encourage anybody out there, because I'm sure some of the folks listening may still have some questions, issues, whatever, with either me or with KIXE regarding Democracy Now. And as always, I take all phone calls, I take all emails, I respond to the emails as quickly as I can, and I not only don't mind, but I want to encourage folks to call in and talk, because television for so long has been a one-way medium, and it really needs to be a two-way medium. So believe it or not, even if you disagree with us, we are listening, and we really do want to know what you think, because we're a community television station.
We also want to encourage you that the chat room is open. Go to KCNR 1460 to go on the chat. It says password. You don't need one. Just click it on. And if you have a question for Phil and you want to interact and not make your call, this is a way for you to do it as well.
Yeah, the future of KIXE, that's, I think that's really important for people. It's, the big splash was this show's going away. And really, and if you look at it in the overall growth of, or continuance of KIXE, that may have been just the very first part that's going to be happening.
Well, there are definitely more changes coming. And again, not to downplay that one, because I know that that particular show is important to a group of people here in Reading. The only thing I caution is just not to focus on that one item, because as I'm sure I said before, we have 72 hours now with three different channels, and I also wanted to thank the fact that the charter cable system here is coming up today, I believe, bringing our two new channels, World and Create, which were not on the digital cable system until I believe the launch is today. And I wanted to thank those folks for getting it on, because now we've got three channels over the air as well as on the cable system. So we have our regular HD channel, we have Create, which is how-to cooking, gardening, home improvement, and then we have World, which is a little bit more political, and it also has world events and some other news and information. So thanks, folks, for Charter for getting that on for us.
You know, when we talk about, PBS is associated with, I guess you could say, a more liberal point of view when it comes to the media, that you've got certain shows on there as that that give a more of a progressive viewpoint, a lot of people believe.
I think there are some shows like that, and I think that reputation for PBS has been around for as long as I've been in broadcasting. And there are just as many folks, actually, that I get comments from that they see shows on that they feel like are progressively skewed. And so, you know, the definition of center, of course, depends on exactly where you're standing in relationship to it.
Exactly.
And it's fine for everybody to perceive that. I mean, the most important job that we can do is, because we don't want to become a polarized, narrowcaster, we're not interested in being, you know, just for conservatives or just for progressives or whatever. And the main reason behind taking Democracy Now! off was, not to show preference to either group. It was to try to make the television station about the things that bring us together as a community, because there's so many things we can all agree on. And I'm more than happy to leave the shrill political voices to the Fox Newses and the MSNBCs and other news groups. And so that's the attempt. And so, you know, for folks out there that aren't quite sure where I stand, I can tell you my heart's in the right place, and you may disagree with it, but I'm trying to do what I think is best for the entire community to bring it together under a common cause.
Okay. Our guest, Phil Smith from KIXE Channel 9, PBS, and we're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, we're going to be talking about the future and near time changes that Phil's looking at. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Timberline Heating and Air wants to know, is your HVAC unit keeping up with the summer heat? If not, give us a call. We're your Carrier heating and cooling experts, and we can install a new, more efficient Carrier HVAC unit in your home or office for much less than you might expect. And with manufacturer credits, tax credits, and local utility rebates, your total savings could add up to $4,300. As your local factory authorized Carrier dealer, call for an estimate on a new Carrier system to save you hundreds of dollars in future energy costs. Whether you need a new comfort system or a system checkup for maximum efficiency, give Timberline a call for a complete and honest estimate on the Carrier system that will pay for itself in year-around utility savings and provide you with a 10-year parts warranty. That's the best parts warranty in the industry. Call 221-2222 or visit us online at TimberlineHVAC.com. We've been around longer, we work harder, we're the best value, we have the best warranty, and nobody does heating and air conditioning better. Turn to the experts at Timberline Heating and Air, 221-2222.
Keeping your money local is important to the community. We at Shasta.com are committed to this philosophy. One way you can help keep your money local is to switch your internet to Shasta.com.
You're right, Regina. Hi, I'm Andy Main. When you switch your DSL service to Shasta.com, you get a free modem, free virus and spam protection, local tech support, and no hidden fees. We are proud sponsors for local events like Cool April Nights, the Reading Rodeo, and others. The support we give these causes comes from dollars we put back into the community.
Still on dial-up? Now's the time to move to high speed. This is the best deal for DSL around, and we're here to help you get connected. Call today to learn about our installation services. So what are you waiting for?
To sign up, visit us on the web at Shasta.com or call 224-6866 or come by our office on Mistletoe Lane. Take back your internet service and bring it home. And don't forget to shop local. It's good for the community.
Hi, this is Diane from Country Kitchen. Everyone knows we serve a delicious, hearty breakfast made with the freshest ingredients and served with a smile. Custom-made omelets, eggs benedict, house-made breads, and of course, our famous cinnamon rolls. But let's talk lunch. Country Kitchen also serves a fantastic lunch. The burgers are hand-pressed and served on freshly baked buns. The deli meats and cheeses are the highest quality and served on your choice of house-made bread. The soups are handcrafted, most of which are Country Kitchen's original recipes. For the third season, our summer salads are back by popular demand. This year, we've added two new salads that are sure to become favorites, a classic Cobb and a grilled chicken Caesar with marinated artichoke hearts and avocado. All of the summer salads are served with a house-made dressing and your choice of cornbread or garlic toast. Whether it's breakfast or lunch, you're sure to find something to satisfy your appetite. Stop by the Country Kitchen and check out our great new fresh look. Located on Hilltop Drive, just south of the new Trader Joe's, Country Kitchen, your breakfast or lunch destination.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott, 8:13 in the morning. Phone lines here are 605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Find us walk-in humidor in the state. Any type of tobacco accessories they've got there, lighters, humidors, you name it. They've been in, you know, Tobacco and Brew has been in business for like 50 years. Not necessarily with Shelley and Joe because they're very young and vibrant, but they've been around for a long time. They provide a lot of services to the community and supporting the community and our veterans. And Espresso Joe's is a great place to get your coffee fixed any way you want. The ladies that work at Tobacco and Brew are really friendly, very knowledgeable. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our guest is Phil Smith, general manager of KIXE, and you're making plans for the future, and you know you just got through saying is that you want KIXE to be a more of a rallying point than a divisionary or to a division in the community.
Well, I'm sure everybody has seen the change in the media in the last 25 years, just technologically speaking, in terms of, you know, we all remember when there were three channels or four channels, and then we had cable and they had 12 channels and then 20, and now we've got satellites and video on demand and thousands of programs that you can run on your computer and connect them to your television. So the choices are expanding rapidly. And one of the few niches that's left is kind of a return to television's roots. When in the early days, you know, television originally was local because the signal only went out between 30 and 60 miles in most affiliates. And so it was necessary to have transmitters in cities for folks to see any television at all. You know, as we've gotten all this new technology and the proliferation of other program streams, you know, we've now gotten to the point where everybody's in the business. I mean, you can run an internet television station. And so, you know, the real question is, even a couple years from now, why will we even care or want to have a local television station, you know, one that's a public television station? And I think that based on the future of what you're seeing, you're going to see a lot more local stations go dark in a lot of markets. They're going to stop doing news because they can't afford to do it, and there's no money in it anymore. But there'll always be the need for at least one television station to be about the local community, because that's not what you're going to see on the Golf Channel and the other national news channels and National Geographic. And so our mission for the future, to be relevant, is to be about North State. And in order to do that, as we're building out this plan, we're trying to find out exactly what North State wants to see. You know, I've got my own ideas about what to do, but I could work with Rob Keenan, our program director, and we could just program the station for what we like, but we don't want to do that because, you know, the most important thing is for folks out there to see what they want so that they feel a part of what's going on and can support us. And so that's why it's so critical for folks to email, call in, contact us, feedback to us. I mean, there's an opportunity right now, for instance, to call and talk. So if there are folks out there that have an idea, hopefully we won't spend too much time criticizing the past, but we'll take all callers. But if there are folks out there that have constructive criticism, ideas about what they want to see so that they can support the station, you know, you need to call in because I'm not sure that you understand how important it is and how lucky you are to have local broadcasters here in this market.
You know, one of the things that we've talked about is that so many shows are syndicated shows or in the fact that they're sent to you.
And that's right.
So, you know, one of the reasons we started KCNR was to give the community radio back to the citizens of the North State. You know, let them have a voice, and I guarantee you that everybody that has asked to be on this show, has to be on our station here, has been on, anywhere from Tea Party to ACLU, mm-hmm. and sometimes in the same week. Advocates for marijuana, you know, advocates against marijuana. Everybody that touches our community has a spot right here in KCNR.
Well, that's the magic of radio, too. I mean, I've been a broadcaster for 26 years, and I've done a little bit of radio work around television a couple of markets ago when I worked in Alabama. And at the time that I was there, Sirius Radio and a lot of these satellite radio systems were coming out, and everybody was saying, oh, the death of AM radio is upon us. And, you know, and I was one of those eye rollers that said, you know, the one thing, again, that a national radio station cannot give you is local voices and local stories and local people that are around you. And I said, I think that the future for local radio, local television, and yes, even newspapers is very bright. But there's an old saying Benjamin Franklin said one time, if we don't all hang together, we shall surely hang apart. And in the old rivalries where local radio and local television and local newspapers kind of fought each other for ads and for news coverage, I think what you're going to see in the future is that we need each other and we need to support each other and cooperate to help keep local media and local voices alive and well.
And that's, you know, that was, you know, the point we were rolling into was that it has to be a symbiotic type relationship. But the other thing too is that we do need that local station. We need the local station not getting all these programs kind of like shoved down our throats.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on in the North State? Who are the people in the North State that are making a difference? Where can people go to enjoy themselves here in the North State? And you cover 9 counties. So, I mean, there is so much that is open there that that needs to be addressed.
Well, there's a lot that needs to be addressed, and local political issues, for instance. It's not that KIXE wants to back away from anything political. We want to back away from what I would call, you know, mindless controversy, people screaming at each other. But we have a great interest in local elections, for instance, and we in the North State, and we want to be a conduit to have candidate debates and have local council, you know, issues that folks can not only, again, watch and listen, but they can participate, because that's the magic of future media, which is the ability for not just for broadcasters to stream out to folks, but for the folks to be enfranchised, to be a part of these broadcast facilities. And that's where the value is, because they can participate in broadcasting.
Okay, we're going to have to take a quick break here, but this is, you know, we're looking right now at the future.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, my friends, please hang on to what we're saying here. This is the future, is, you know, community radio, community TV, community support for the papers, and how all of these should be able to work together to build our community and not be at odds with each other, and provide a forum for all voices and let everybody be a part of it. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Your symptoms are by now familiar. Your heart increases its pace. Your palms become sweaty. Your eyes dart back and forth, seeking escape into another dimension. And you begin to make flimsy excuses.
I got to give the cat a bath.
The rock garden needs watering.
I can't. It's Tuesday.
Yes, you are suffering again from dentist's dread. But now there's a cure for this debilitating condition. Available now online at palosidrodentistry.com or by calling 547-5757. One appointment at Dr. William Farrell's Palosidro Dentistry has been shown to effectively diminish or eliminate entirely the symptoms of dentist dread. Dr. Farrell and his able staff employ techniques gained over 30 years of military and private practice. Cutting-edge technology, sedation dentistry, and evening or Saturday appointments if Tuesday really is a problem. A lovely, healthy smile and the end of dentist dread is a phone call away. 547-5757. Palosidro Dentistry. Special consideration for veterans. Financing available. OAC.
Come and get it! This coming Sunday, Lake Redding Park will again be abuzz as those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys set their barbecues ablaze for the annual community barbecue feast. You're invited to join 7,000 of your closest friends and neighbors for the food, the fun, and the entertainment. Swing by the park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and for only $6 a plate, partake of the finest fire-grilled tri-tip or chicken, salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread, milk, or coffee. And it's only $6. Whether you choose to make this lunch or dinner, eat it there, or use the convenient drive-thru, your participation will support the annual tradition of Rodeo Week activities put on by these zany asphalt cowboys. If you've been looking for a little horse sense, you'll find them playing music for all your listening enjoyment. Place a bid at the annual live auction between 1 and 3 p.m. or buy a chance to win the annual pork raffle. Join us this Sunday. Eat a great meal, support a great cause, and make an asphalt cowboy a happy guy. Heck, make all of them happy. It all happens at Lake Redding Park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. this coming Sunday. Come and get it!
Five Star Bank is here for you for more than 10 years in the Great North Valley. It's true, Americans are the hardest working people on the planet. Just ask anyone that has made the commitment to be their own boss. Whether you are fulfilling your ambitions by starting your own business or growing your successful business, Five Star Bank is here with smart, safe, and stable advice. Your bank should act like a business partner with your business in mind. Being able to rely on a bank that really understands that kind of relationship is peace of mind. Five Star Bank is here for you. It's tough out there. Let Five Star Bank help you put the shine on this recovering economy. Smart people doing good business. Visit us at 358 Artnell in Reading or call us at 223-6652.
Bistar Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's 8:20. It's September 9th. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Phone lines here are 605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by BNT Satellite. Right off Airport Road. Doug was just in here in the last segment. You know the big part that Doug says is, you know, he's hired new people to help him keep up with the business, and because people are buying locally. And this is kind of like what we're talking about. You know, it's local. It's a local business run by local people, and it supports our community. When you call BNT Satellite, Heather answers the phone. It doesn't get sent to someplace in another part of the world. And he guarantees his work. So if you've got a question, you can talk to Doug. In fact, we got an email while we were here that had a question, and Doug answered him and is, I'm sure, on the phone with him right now talking about it. That's BNT Satellite. Right off Airport Road, 244-1988. Our guest is Phil Smith, General Manager of KIXE Channel 9. And, you know, this is such an important part. It could be such an important part of our community, I should say.
It could be.
It could be.
And it's something that from reading the history of the station, I think it was. Sometime in the 80s and early 90s, the station really was a very central part of what was going on here because they did a lot of local productions. And they had a lot of community involvement. I know that at one time they had a remote vehicle that they could go out and do production. And so, you know, when I got here and didn't see this kinds of production going on, and I started throwing out a lot of what I thought were unique ideas, I had some of the folks that had been with the station for a long time saying, you know, this is the stuff we used to do, and the station was very much in the daily lives of folks in the North State. And so, you know, I still don't know what happened to their remote truck. I know they had one a long time ago, but you know, we're looking to acquire one, and unfortunately, that's a very expensive proposition. So we are, of course, looking for corporate sponsors or someone that can come out who's interested in seeing us ramp up some production, not about other cities and places, but about North State cities and places. And as soon as we can get some kind of funding, and I'm working on that already, we want to start back up and be able to go out and cover things like local parades, for instance. I mean, there's so many neat community events going on all over the North State. You know, I was telling someone yesterday, and hopefully nobody will hold me to this if I can't pull it off, and I said, but, you know, I believe that at some point in the future, if we can become the television station for folks around here because we're really focused on them, you know, I could see us even bringing back in the one area that PBS never does, and that's sports, because there's an awful lot of interest in local sports around here, and I could see us taking a remote vehicle and using that to show some of the more interesting games and sporting events going on in the region. You know, there's all kinds of programs. We talked about political debates and political discussions. You know, I could see us doing a simulcast, a radio, television simulcast with reporters from the newspaper and creating what I call the world's biggest party line, you know, program where if there's a way of communicating, all those communications come into one area and all means of communications coming in and going out can be tied together so folks participate in a program like that. And the ideas are endless, and hopefully there's a whole bunch of other great ideas out there from folks that are listening today or folks that, you know, really want to see something new and fresh in this community.
Well, we had one question before we go into our chat room. Somebody had a question there was that I see that you all could be set up perfectly for a candidate debate for the city council.
Yes, and I've already been approached by a couple of groups, one of which is working through the League of Women Voters, I believe, and asking us if we'd be interested in doing that. And I don't have everything nailed down yet, but I let them know that we are definitely interested.
And, you know, but see, those are kind of things that we need to have, have in our community. Now, the question is that we also have the Reading Community Access Channel mm-hmm. that comes off the cable. Do you see working with them?
Yes. Yes, as a matter of fact, one of the things that I've learned, and again, folks, I'm brand new here. I've only been here 8 weeks, so if I say something that's not 100% accurate, I apologize. Jump in there. But anyway, from what I've seen in the last few weeks, they've got the local arts council, they have the community access channel, and then there's KIXE, of course. And all three of us, I'm sure, are struggling in these hard economic times to have decent equipment and to have folks that are ready to put on good productions. And it seems amazing to me that there hasn't been enough coordination between the three groups, because, you know, why should each group own a set of cameras and use them one-third or one-fourth of the time? You know, I would much rather see one very sophisticated and high-quality production center that has HD equipment that we can all cooperate and share together, because, again, time-sharing great equipment's a lot better than each of us having our own mediocre equipment. So the answer to that's definitely yes. I've already been reaching out in the community and trying to make some contacts and build some relationships so that, you know, we can help each other survive, especially during these tough economic times.
You know, we've got to take a break here in about a minute, but, you know, one of the things that I'd like to see is, you know, it is, if there is a if there's a show that could be considered conservative on PBS, that there is that balance. And that's one of the things that people need to understand. It's not that there's going to be one way, but if there's interest in a certain type of show, as long as there's one that has a balance to it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and that's
fairness.
I would throw that question out, because I think for folks who read the original article in the newspaper that talked about the programming change, is that hopefully they noticed that the quote that was in there from me, I did not say that this show was coming off and it would never be seen, whatever. I said, I'm taking it off because I don't feel like that the station is reaching its balance mission. And that if I could find a partner program for that I'd be more than happy to discuss it. And I'll talk more about meeting with the Citizens for Responsible Government later.
Okay, we'll get to that right after our break. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lori London.
This is one of the worst fires that Colorado has seen in a long time.
A wildfire near Boulder continues to be disastrous.
The report coming from the Sheriff's Department today is more homes have been lost in the canyons west of Boulder.
Jim Hooley with Fox Radio affiliate KOA, 169 homes now lost.
Some residents in the evacuation areas will be allowed to go back later today, but the sheriff here in Boulder County warned them if they go back, to be prepared and be ready to go if, in fact, a fire kicks up again.
Condemnation from the president on a Florida pastor's plans to burn the Quran on 9/11.
This is a recruitment bonanza for Al-Qaeda.
President on ABC, and it's flaring up anger overseas.
Protesters rallied today at America's consulate in Edinburgh. Police had to escort diplomats from the building. In Pakistan, protesters burned the Stars and Stripes.
Fox Radio's Alistair Wanklin in London. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Hi, I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and it's been an honor to serve you as your mayor for the last year. I grew up in Redding, California. I attended Shasta College and Sacramento State University. I've worked at Jones's Fort for over 25 years and have volunteered for many local organizations. I was the first elected to city council in 2006. Much has changed in the last 4 years. Times are tough. The state and federal economy is upside down. I've had to make some very tough decisions to cut expenses to match income. The time has come to take action. We must overhaul retirement benefits today, not tomorrow. We must live within our means. Our police and fire departments have been reduced to cover only the minimum demands of our citizens. We can do better, but we must control our expenses. I want to continue representing you on the council and continue the work that we have started to make Reading a better place to live and work. The next 4 years will be fiscally challenging. We need true leadership more than ever. I hope you vote for me, Patrick Henry Jones, for Reading City Council. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Reading City Council, 2010.
Hi, I'm Dr. James Kremet from Shasta Dental Care. My team and I have probably seen it all when it comes to problems with your teeth. In fact, you may be like some of our patients, good people who used to be unhappy with their smiles. Does this sound familiar? You notice your teeth getting darker as the years go by. Maybe you avoid having your picture taken, even at important events like your child's wedding. You avoid some foods that you really like because they're hard to chew. Good foods like steak and salad. You might even be afraid to smile, even in front of those that you love the most. And whether this is you or someone you care about, it doesn't have to be that way. We can help. No guilt trips, no embarrassment. You've endured enough of that already. If you want it, we can use sedation to keep you comfortable. We've helped hundreds of your friends and neighbors with these same problems. At Shasta Dental Care, we provide health, comfort, and beauty through dentistry. We want to help you.
Call Dr. James Crummett at Shasta Dental Care at 241-2326. That's 241-2326. Or on the web, visit ReadingSedationDentist.com.
If you're a veteran of Iraq or Afghanistan, like me, coming home can be harder than expected. I felt a little out of place, but it turns out I wasn't alone. At IAVA.org, there's a free online community of thousands of OIF, and OEF vets who've got your back here, just like they did over there. So now, I'm never alone. I can get the resources I need and talk to tons of people who understand where I'm coming from.
Whether it's navigating the GI Bill,
or VA hospitals,
managing the transition home, or meeting people you can share stories with,
you'll find it at IAVA.org. Even if it's just everyday stuff. Like getting tips on where to find a nice sweater for my dog.
Did he just say
sweater?
That?
Really? What?
Okay, maybe not that, but everything else. No matter where you are, Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America is there for you. Join our community at IAVA.org.
We've got your back.
Brought to you by Iraq Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
Good morning, North State. Welcome back to the show here. This is Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460 on your dial. Currently 57 degrees. It's going to be high today. Mostly sunny with 78 degrees. Weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, our favorite destination getaway. By the way, you might want to check out, starting the beginning of next week, we're going to be doing a concert series through September, October, November, December. There will be myself, Rick Hill, Candace Lavolsi, some of your favorite North State jazz musicians, wonderful musicians out there. So be checking the website as well as our website. We'll let you know. Anselmo Vineyards, always our favorite destination getaway. So we were in the fire zone talking about...
We're talking about local programming, PBS and KIC, and no offense to them, okay? We've supported them. We've been involved in their fundraisers and all that, but it hasn't been a unifying force. It hasn't been a large force in the community. I guess I can say that.
No, and I would actually agree with you, although my historical perspective only goes back from what I've read and then what I've seen and talked to folks in the last 8 weeks since I've been here. But
not that
I would agree with that. And that doesn't and that's not pointing the finger at previous employees and plans. There was just a transitional time in the media where the funds were dropping very rapidly because of federal cuts in funding. And at some point, those folks were cutting back and trying to survive. And really, the surgery that's needed in public television is much more radical than that. It needs to be reinvented because the old model doesn't work anymore. And it's another subject we'll talk about later. But, for those folks out there that are listening, I have a confession to make. Pledge drives are incredibly boring. Incredibly. And so it comes as no surprise.
But you get some really good
you've
deal.
Obviously seen us on the TV.
No.
Right?
And I want to apologize to those folks, including actually I participate in them, and so I've been on the air as well. But the formula and the way it's been done for the last 30 years, not the people, but just the formula with which it's done, it doesn't really work anymore. And it's something, again, that's a part of the system that we don't want to just economize it or alter it. It needs radical surgery. It needs to be changed. And so the folks who have the best answers out there are the people out there who are bored or who have forgotten us and no longer watch, who perhaps can become interested again and be participants in this planning. We need you to help us plan because we're trying to serve you here. So you've heard the confession. We know it's dull. We're trying to do something about it, and we don't want to do it on our own. We want you to help us.
Well, that seems like a pretty big offer out to people, and it's one of those things that we find is oh, I disagree. We've heard before. Oh, I disagree with what you're saying. Well, fine, come on the show,
right.
Or even better, just call. Don't say I disagree. Let's hear your side
of
it.
A good example of that was we've certainly had folks that emailed in support of removing Democracy Now, and we've had plenty of emails of people who are against it. But one of the great things that happened out of that was that I got to know some folks and in the community. And some of those folks were even people that disagree with what I did. I mean, folks like Dugan Barr emailed me. And it gave me an opportunity to go over and just sit down with him and talk about this. And he's a very gracious man. And I'm not going to sit here and say that Dugan and I would probably agree on every political issue, management issue, whatever. But he's a smart man, and he took the time to listen to me. I took the time to listen to him. And I got an awful lot of insight about the community from him. I also met Saturday before last. I'd gotten a phone call from Doug Craig and Doug Bennett and Melinda Brown from People for Responsible Government. And they said, we want to talk to you. And their schedules were busy. And finally I said, look, just come over Saturday morning. There's not going to be anybody there. No phones ringing. I'll make the coffee. You guys just come and we'll sit down with Rob Keenan, our program director, and talk about it. And out of that conversation, we had some disagreements. We also found some of the things that we all agreed on, which was, again, the other programming that's on KIXE and what KIXE can become in the future. And so we're trying to work out a solution for this because, as you alluded to before, you know, my concern was in making sure that the station's balanced. And I can go either way. We could run a station where we simply try not to have controversial subjects. That's one idea. My personal preference is to civilly have disagreements because it's interesting to hear different viewpoints and just make sure that we're serving all the community and that we're balancing those viewpoints. And so, I mean, I'm kind of leaning more in that direction, but again, I want feedback from the community. I am the new guy. You know, I have not lived for 30 years in Reading, and so I don't want just my opinions to shape the future for KIXE. I want the users and the viewers and the citizens out there to shape our future.
Well, you know, that's the only way it's going to survive. And you know what? That's any media. We continuously hear from Record Searchlight how it's changing and how, you know, and then you can see how, you know, the TV stations are.
Exactly. Once upon a time, you had four stations. That's all you had. And you watched them because that's all you had. Now you have infinite numbers of choices. And so to be irrelevant is death to any media organization.
So some of the emails that are coming in, questions from people, do you see that KIXE would give classes, that you could teach the community how to use cameras and do production? Are you going to have an in-house pool of talent? Are you going to go out? You know, people want to know if they're going to be doing community television, what you see.
Well, here's part of the other reason why that's critical. And we've already started a pilot program for that, and that's going to expand as we get the equipment we need to do these productions. And the bottom line is, you know, we can't afford a staff of 30 production people to go out and do all these productions. And we have folks that have some great experience in television production. But at the same time, you know, this is why this concept of participation goes beyond just the ideas of what we should become. It's going to take folks out there who want to become broadcasters to get involved because, you know, I've ran camera for several years before I started doing other types of production. I got into shooting, and I was a director in several markets and directed live television shows. And so, you know, this station is not big enough for me to be a typical large market general manager and sit in my office and tell everybody what to do. I'm a working general manager. I can tell you I've already run camera a couple of times for Pledge. I was out with our CFO, Renee Cooper, dressed as the Cat in the Hat. Sorry for any kids listening to this show. That was actually our chief financial officer because everybody at KIXE's got to participate. You know, we're not sitting in our offices. She graciously walked around, and we passed out bookmarks and read The Cat in the Hat to classes in Weaverville. And we were down in Tama County, and we had folks down in Chico. And, I mean, really pretty covering the market as a marketing tactic. And so we need more participation from the community. So, yes, we're definitely going to be training people to help us with production.
Okay. All right. We've got to take a break here. Our guest is Phil Smith from KIXE. We're talking about the future of public broadcasting right here in the North State, nine counties up here. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
So, Chris, second Tuesday next month is at the post office.
The federal government is cooking now?
No, the post office saloon in the downtown mall.
Oh, that's much better. They have great food and really good drinks.
Won't you please join us at the post office saloon on Tuesday, September 14th for great food, good company, and 15% of the proceeds will be donated to Haven Humane Society. It's all about friendship and helping the animals.
And the government is not cooking.
Hi, this is Dr. Doug Craig, and I have a new show on KCNR every Sunday at 10 a.m. called Wake Up Call, where we focus on the people and companies that are making a difference in our community and for the planet. I hope you'll join me as we move beyond politics with a psychology of hope and understanding and examine issues that are important to all of us. Instead of focusing on our differences, let's celebrate our common truths every Sunday at 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media.
Well, all right, sir. Here we go there. What are they going to give for them? I'm at $600 down here.
Hey, good morning, Reading, and welcome to Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave at KCNR Radio.
Dave.
What, Ernie?
It's not Saturday yet. I know you're all excited, but our show is on Saturday mornings between 7 and 8 a.m.
Oh, man, what are we doing here?
Well, we're asking people to clean out their garage and call in and sell our stuff for free.
Oh, the yard sales, garage sales, and all that stuff. They can call in for nothing.
That's right, free.
Absolutely free.
Saturday morning, 7 to 8.
Hey, brought to you by Bibles, Books, and More.
By Amsoil, oilblog.com. By Essex Heating and Air.
Sign Station, call 221-SIGN.
So, Dave, are you going to be here Saturday morning between 7 and 8 a.m.?
I'm going to be here with bells on, buddy.
And where's this at?
KCNR, 1460.
Here we come, a lot number 29 in. What are they going to give for them? I'm a 25 to get 35, another 50, make a 50 bit of more.
Mozart toasties are so very great. Kids rejoice when Mozart's on their plate.
They know they're quite nutritious.
And so delicious.
They'll lick the dishes.
And soon you'll realize how impactful your kids in popping the arts can be.
They'll get better grades, make more friends, and express their individuality. When they learn to play some music, act or paint or dance or write creatively.
Hot from the toaster and filled with the essential creative thinking skills of an 18th century musical genius, Mozart Toasties are an important part of an arts-healthy childhood. Studies show that involvement in the arts helps kids increase test scores and promotes academic achievement. Feed your kids the arts. For 10 simple ways to learn how, visit AmericansForTheArts.org. The arts. Ask for more. Brought to you by Americans for the Arts, the NAM Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Good morning. We're taking your calls here. 530-605-4567. That's 605-4567. Our guest today is the general manager, Phil Smith, the brand new guy here for KIXE. But before we go there, and we're taking your calls again, you always know we've got a lot of people in the chat room, and go to KCNR 1460. Don't forget September 11th, this Saturday. We are going to be, Carl and I are going to be emceeing the 10th annual. The 10th annual charity gala benefiting local agencies with the Celebrity Waiter Night. That's right. That's at the Red Lion Inn. And if you're wondering about United Way, well, United Way is a wonderful umbrella with, benefiting like the American Red Cross and the Shasta area, Anderson Cottonwood, Christian Assistance, Boy Scouts, Golden Empire, the Golden Umbrella, Girl Scouts of Northern California, Youth Program Supporters, the Empire Recovery Center, Forever Pets, and the list goes on. So do join us. Let me tell you where you can call 241-7521, or you can go to NorCalUnitedWay.org for tickets. That's this Saturday. It'll be a beautiful gala. And so, again, we are taking your call 605-4567. If you've got any questions for Phil or you just want to, like, chime in on KIXE, where are we going?
I have to chime in on something.
What?
I love the sound of tone. And the reason I like it is because when something like that happens, it's live. And, you know, we live in a world where everything is edited and made perfect and everybody's beautiful and it's, you know, about starlets and stars and all that. And the fact of the matter is I directed live TV for many, many years, and stuff goes wrong in the middle of live TV, and that's what makes it cool, because you know it's happening right now, and nobody's perfect. And I'll tell you what, it did more to teach me about not being perfect when you punch up bars and you wipe to the wrong camera and you do all that stuff. But I'll tell you what, I'd rather take that any day than the stuff that's homogenized and edited and made so picture perfect.
Well, then you must love this station, because we are live, and we do things. Like, there's why the sign is up on the wall. The big sign that says, don't cut the red wire.
Well, I'll tell you,
we found out about that one the hard way.
Well, this is what I love about the music and LPs back in the day when you recorded something with an orchestra, it was live. There was no tape, and I know what it was to be in Nashville when you did 9 or 10 tracks and you would take one word from a different line and made it perfect. And then, of course, some people would tune their stuff. But when you had the days back of Ella and Sarah, that stuff was live.
Yep. My folks, when I was in Austin, I talked about doing more live stuff because everything there was taped and pre-produced, and you know, and the folks thought I was a madman, and they said, "Well, what if we goof it up? What if something goes wrong?" And I said, "That's part of the magic of it, is the fact that everybody knows it's happening right now, and it's not phony; it's very real."
I think people like that. Yeah, because it is. You feel the heartbeat in that.
Give me that any day. I'll take the imperfections with the reality of real people any day over stuff that's edited picture perfect.
There you go. Hey, let's go to the phones. Good morning, Greg. You are live on KCNR.
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, Carl.
Good morning.
Yeah, when we say live, we mean live.
Really live.
You have a question for Phil.
Well, I wanted to mention, in addition to 9/11 and the event that you have going on and the commemoration of the ninth revisit to 9/11, on 9/12, Bostonian Tea Party and the North State Tea Party Alliance are doing our second annual constitutional convoy. We are taking a bus at 7:30 a.m. from the factory outlets down to McClellan Park in West Sacramento, and in Sacramento, the 9/12 revisit will be joining St. Louis, Missouri, and Washington, D.C. in celebration of the 9/12 rally there, in support of kind of the rebirth of our Constitution, rebirth of the ideals of our founding principles, and getting back to what is important to our nation. So we would like people to call in. They can contact me, Greg, at 222-4888. We still have some seats on the bus. Or you can come down to the factory outlets in your own vehicles and join us. The convoy is connecting with folks from Chico, Marysville, Oroville, Paradise, etc. And then we have an afternoon of events that will be simulcast between the three different regional venues. Hopefully this will be the biggest Tea Party event, simultaneous event taking place since last year's 9/12 event.
Okay, that's the Constitutional Express, and it's leaving on Sunday, and at what time?
Constitutional Convoy. And it's leaving at 7:30 a.m., from factory outlets. It'll be the south side closest to the California visitor center, which happens to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And the fee for that is $28 to join, to be on the bus with us. It is a Liberty coach that has a beautiful statue of the Liberty emblazoned on it, 56-passenger, very plush motor coach. We'll be riding in style. And should be a very uplifting day.
Great, Greg. Hey, Greg, got a question now for our general manager of KIXE.
Well, thank you for all that you do at KIXE and supporting our community. And don't have a specific question, but we appreciate you.
Well, I appreciate the positive feedback, believe me, because there's been all kinds of feedback the last couple of weeks. And, you know, again, it's not to discourage people who are critical of what we're doing, because we want to listen to all voices. But I do want to say thanks to those folks who've also had a kind word for me, being new in the community and trying to get my family acclimated here. We do appreciate the support. So thank you very much.
Okay, Greg. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. Take care. Bye.
Okay, we have to take a break here and again in our last segment. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
In a medical emergency, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center. Our 30-minute ER guarantee means you'll spend less time in the waiting room and receive medical treatment faster. We know that no one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need on-time, first-rate medical attention. That's why at Shasta Regional, our ER guarantees your care will begin within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional is prepared for any emergency and is specially trained and staffed to handle rapid diagnosis and fast-track care during the critical early stages of a heart attack, stroke, and shock, when treatments are most effective. Emergencies happen without warning, but quality care by board-certified doctors and nurses is no accident. During an emergency, the hospital you choose can make all the difference in the world. Choose Shasta Regional and receive medical treatment faster. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Total commitment.
Total Care.
Hey, well, all right, sir. Here we go there. What are they going to give for them? I have a $600 down here.
Hey, good morning, Reading, and welcome to Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave at KCNR Radio.
Dave.
What, Ernie?
It's not Saturday yet. I know you're all excited, but our show is on Saturday mornings between 7 and 8 a.m.
Oh, man, what are we doing here?
Well, we're asking people to clean out their garage and call in and sell our stuff for free.
Oh, the yard sales, garage sales, and all that stuff. They can call in for nothing.
That's right. Free.
Absolutely free.
Saturday morning, 7 to 8.
Hey, brought to you by Bibles, Books, and More.
By Amsoil, oilbob.com. By Essex Heating and Air.
Sign Station. Call 221-SIGN.
So, Dave, are you going to be here Saturday morning between 7 and 8 a.m.?
I'm going to be here with bells on, buddy.
And where's this at?
KCNR, 1460.
Here we come, a lot number 29 in. What are they going to give home? I'm a 25 to get 35, another 50 to make a 50 bit of home.
Golden Umbrella has a world of resources for seniors and disabled adults of all incomes. We've been helping your neighbors for over 40 years, and we want to help you, too. We can assist with confusing paperwork, managing medication, and minor home repairs. We provide nursing support and activities, memory care, and nutritious meals. If you want to live in your own home as long as possible, call Golden Umbrella at 223-6034 to see how we can help you live a healthier, active lifestyle. That's Golden Umbrella at 223-6034.
Hey, you. Yes, you. Join me live here on KCNR 1460, Saturdays from 9 to 10 a.m. on the Alana Burke Show. Catch my no-nonsense analysis of politics and culture in America today. I think your voice matters, so get out of your comfort zone. Call in to my show and be heard. The Alana Burke Show this Saturday on KCNR. Sponsored by the Palisadio Pharmacy, serving you for over 30 years. Same prices as the big box store, but at the Palisadio Pharmacy, you're treated like family.
I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, September the 9th. It's going to be a good day. Our guest has been Phil Smith from KIXE Channel 9. New general manager of the public broadcasting station here. We have a couple minutes left, Phil. What do you want people to remember here is, you know, as we close out this session?
I think this is what I would leave you with, is that obviously the station's going through some contortions right now, whether it's rearranging programming and trying to figure out our finances to get us a good solid floor to build this new house. And the two things I want to leave you with are, one, that if there are folks out there, even in these tough economic times, that see the value of what we're trying to do, that want to get this community plugged in together for our own arts and politics and sports and whatever else that we're trying to do, if there are folks out there that are ready to step up and help us get a remote truck going so that we can get these productions going, we would really appreciate it. Because I know, you know, everybody's having a hard time, but then there are some that are blessed even in difficult times. And if you're one of those folks, and you feel like maybe you can be an answer to our prayers as we're trying to figure out how to serve the community better, please call me. I mean, and please step forward and lend your financial assistance. And for those of you who cannot, we also want your ideas. We want you to call. The easiest way to reach me is on my email at psmith, P-S-M-I-T-H, at kixe.org. And I promise I'll answer them as fast as I can. For those of you that it takes a little time, I apologize, but I will answer them. And so if you can't support us financially, then at least support us with your enthusiasm and your ideas and even your criticism so that we can figure out what the mission needs to be to get everybody involved in this.
And we had a number of questions that came in. It was just on how they can help and all that. So we recommend that you do send that email to psmith@kix.org.
Well, I don't. Yeah, I hate to harp on the finances. We, of course, like a lot of nonprofits. You know, our electric bill is $3,000 a month just to run the transmitter. So we could definitely use help, and a lot of that support is local community support. We're not a supported by the government. We do get some grants from the Corporation of Public Broadcasting, but that's not the main way that we survive. And so in these times, you know, it's hitting us just like it is everybody else. So please help if you can.
When is the next pledge?
Oh, golly, you're going to ask me that question. Oh, okay. I believe the next pledge is November, and auction is also coming up here in October and November. Okay. We're going to try some new stuff with auction. We've got a great new idea on how to get the auction interactive on the web rather than pre-bidding, that you'll actually be able to do live bidding on the air along with callers. And we're hoping that that'll just be more fun and it'll be a little bit more successful, too.
Yeah, you know, watch out, Bad Bob. We're going to auction you off. We're going to auction off your services for a weekend. Okay. So all you ladies out there. Okay. Hey, Bill, thanks a lot for coming in.
Thank you all for having me very much.
Right. Well, you know, this ought to be a kind of a regular basis. We talk about new things that are happening like this. Hey, our guest tomorrow is going to be a number of guests tomorrow. We're going to have Don Schulman talking about his new radio show that's starting Sunday, The Bridal Talk. Rob Burrows, head of the Northern California Veterans Heritage Museum, is going to be in here. We're going to be talking about a lot of things that have to do with 9/11.
You know? We also are going to have Scott Miller. He's the photographer featured in Thoreau's Walden, Journey and the Photographs, of course, at from Turtle Bay, which closes on Sunday, and he'll be doing book signings and stuff this weekend from Turtle Bay, so you don't want to miss that interview.
That's right. But and we want to kick off the weekend. There's so many things going on. Again, 9/11 was a time that changed so much that has happened in our country over the last 9 years.
Don't forget tonight, 6 o'clock, we kick off On the Spot with Linda Bott. We have some fabulous entertainment and some really great information. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, who knows what's going to come on to that. I think we're going to have to put a different, have other people in here to help produce it. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Stanley. That Boulder, Colorado area wildfire is still a major challenge for firefighters, but there is some good news in the missing persons department.
I'm happy to report that we have contacted everybody that was reported missing, so everybody has been contacted and accounted for. So we have zero people reported missing at this time.
Rick Broff with Boulder County Sheriff's Department, who says with 80% of the burn area now inspected, there are 169 homes that have burned. Some of the more than 3,000 evacuees are being allowed to go home, but only temporarily to get necessities because there's concern over winds kicking up again tonight. Right now, the 10-square-mile fire is just 30% contained. There's word one of the American hikers held in Iran for more than a year may be released. Let's go live to Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin.
Yeah, Chris, Iran's culture ministry confirming to Fox one of the three American hikers will be freed on Saturday. The ministry says the handover will take place at a major Tehran hotel and one of Iran's vice presidents will be present. The three Americans...